For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So let's open in prayer as we come around the Word of God tonight. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus, that he is the one who has provided by his sacrifice salvation for us, spirit, soul and body. Lord, we ask that tonight you bless your people as your word goes forth, and that everyone would see you as you have sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Saviour, to be the Redeemer, that we see this in great clarity in Jesus' name. Amen. So believe by faith that God is your healer. We're looking at that tonight. It's a very important area, somewhat neglected in many churches, and that's not a good thing, because if you never have the word of faith preached and taught, you won't have faith to believe for healing. You won't have faith to believe in divine health, but that's the will of God for us. Let's first of all look at 1 Kings 15, and we'll look at verse 14 of 1 Kings 15, first of all. And I want you to see that people can be within their heart perfect toward the Lord, and that's a good thing, because if you're perfect toward the Lord, what are you doing? You're looking to him constantly and you're wanting to do the right thing. And so we see that King Asa was perfect toward the Lord, and we see this in verse 14 of 1 Kings 15. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. So we see here that Asa, as far as God was concerned, was perfect with the Lord all his days. However, he came to the end of his days, and we see that there was a problem came in. Verse 23, so he did a lot of good things for the Lord in his reign. He was one of the good kings. Verse 23, the rest of all the acts of Asa and all his might and all that he did and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet. And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. So we must be persistent. And even in your old age, you've still got to look to the Lord. Right through, you've still got to look to the Lord. So let's go to Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, 26. And we see here the will of the Lord for his people and what we are to have faith in, which is that we believe who the Lord is and what he can do, and we have faith in him. And as we look to him, we have a perfect heart towards him, we're going to be a person who is able to receive from the Lord by believing what he has provided and who he is, receive from the Lord. Verse 26 says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's important, isn't it? To diligently hearken to the word of God. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. You might say, well, how come he put diseases upon the Egyptians? Because it says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Well, the Egyptians were doing everything wrong. So what were they exposing themselves to? They were exposing themselves to judgment. They were exposing themselves to the curse. And obviously within the curse, there is disease, there is sickness. It's not in the blessing, though, because God says here, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And he says that he'll keep those sicknesses away from us and those diseases away from us as we're doing the right thing, as we're listening to him, and as we're looking to him. He says, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So he is our healer. So let's always believe that. He is our healer. He is the one that we can have a perfect heart towards. Remember that perfect heart we're talking about. It's going to be a heart that is diligently hearkening to the voice of the Lord. A heart that is wanting to do what is right in God's sight. Praise the Lord. Let's also have a look at Deuteronomy 7 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 7 verse 15. Now God is with us. He is leading us. He's guiding us. And one thing he'll always lead you towards is to be looking to him and to be going his ways, not to be neglecting him. And it says in Deuteronomy 7 verse 15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. So, once again, judgment will come on those and who are outside of the will of God. And notice that diseases are not called blessings. They're called evil. Evil diseases. So, where is blessing? Blessing is in the Lord, isn't it? Blessing is in Christ. So outside of Christ, outside of the Lord, there's the curse. Outside of the Lord, there is not blessing. There is that which is not blessing, that's right. But in the Lord, there is blessing. And part of that blessing is, as it says there in verse 15, the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. All sickness. So what's the will of the Lord for his people? For us not to have sickness. That's his will. And we should be, and of course you know that if you get symptoms and you get sick, you're fighting against that. Everyone fights against that. They don't want that in their body. They don't want that. If it's an attack on the mind, they don't want that. So if people really believe that sickness is of the Lord, then they should be saying, well, it's your will, Lord, and I accept that. But of course they don't, do they? Because they know inherently that it's not right and it's under the category of evil, as it says there in verse 15, evil diseases of Egypt there. So look at Psalm 67. Psalm 67 tells us that health and healing is in God's salvation. And God as your healer, remember we're talking about where is the blessing, and specifically Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law that the blessing of Abraham might come on us. So we see blessing is through that, or in that redemption. So Psalm 67, we'll look at verses 1 to verse 3. And that's what it says here. God be merciful unto us, and what's that word? Bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. So Selah means think on this. It's a good thing to think about. Is God's merciful, his mercy towards us and him being merciful towards us and blessing us and causing his face to shine upon us. In other words, making it clear, making everything bright in our lives. Verse 2 is related to verse 1. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. So we see here that God's way must include his saving health. Because it says that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Well, they're not praising God for evil diseases to come upon them. They're praising God because they know his way and they know of his saving health. And he is the healer. And his will is for sickness to be taken away and for healing to come in and blessing. Because verse 1, let me read it again. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. So God is wanting to show his mercy towards his people. He's wanting to bless his people. And as his people walk in his ways and know his ways, and of course we know the scripture in John 8 which says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So you see that if you know God's ways, then his saving health can be shown to you. Praise the Lord for that. So we see in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's been this provision for us. If you have a look at Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. So, notice what it says here. This is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something we should take to heart and know, because his death, his sacrifice, was a substitutionary one for us. He was our substitute. The Bible says he became a curse for us. Became a curse for us. So that means that he wants us to have the opposite of the curse, doesn't it? Wants us to have blessing. So verse 4 says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So can you see that this is for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body? So he's borne our griefs, and surely within those griefs would be bodily sickness and disease and infirmity. Carried our sorrows, surely within that would be mental affliction, as well as we mentioned before, those areas of bodily affliction. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He took our sins upon himself, that we might be forgiven, we might be given righteousness. He was bruised for our iniquities. So if he did that for us, he was our substitute, our perfect substitute. Notice it says the chastisement of our peace, that is whatever is coming against your peace, was upon him. Surely that's talking about mental affliction. anything coming against your peace, you can say, Lord, the chastisement of my peace was upon Jesus. And I receive that peace that Jesus provides. And of course, he says it in John 14 about his peace being provided. So even the scriptures talk about the healing of the soul. The healing is for the mind as well. And we see, and with his stripes we are healed. Now surely that's referring to not just healing emotionally, healing of the mind, but it's also talking about healing of the body. The stripes, the lashings, represented the curse, and that part of the curse particularly being laid upon him. Praise the Lord Jesus that he did it for us. Glory to God. And if you look at Matthew 8, 14 to 17, the Holy Ghost interprets part of Isaiah 53 in here, and we see very clearly that sicknesses were laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Infirmity was laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a whole salvation that we're talking about, spirit, soul, and body. Matthew 8, verses 14 to 17. Let's have a look at this. Matthew 8, 14 to 17. So you will notice that the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was to go about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We'll read about that a bit later. So healing was a big part of the ministry of Jesus, and we see that in this section of Scripture. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. So fever's a part of affliction, isn't it? Fevers are not what God wants. Otherwise, Jesus would have been going against the will of God to heal her. Can you see that? Verse 16, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. So if healing is not the will of God, then Jesus was going against the will of God. But of course, healing is the will of God. People being released from devilish affliction, it's the will of God for them to be released. Praise the Lord for that. And notice he cast out the spirits with his word. We have his word today. It's called the sword of the spirit. We can use that. We can use that against the afflictions. And we should be speaking his word over us. Thank you, Lord. You are the Lord that healeth me. And notice what it says here, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. If he did it for us, we don't have to have those infirmities and those sicknesses. Okay, so it's important for us to believe this and to take hold of this and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You took my infirmities and you bear my sicknesses. And I praise you, Lord, for that. Glory to God. So himself, that's Jesus himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You know, the Lord is, and that of course is referring back to Isaiah 53. We saw that. So let's have a look at 1 John 3, verse 8. 1 John 3, verse 8. Now we see that diseases and sicknesses are all under the curse. They're not under the blessing. And so it's important for us to see that the devil is working in this cursed area. All right? And 1 John 3, verse 8, there's many scriptures we could go to. But of course, Jesus referred to a woman who was bowed down with an infirmity, and he said, "Ought not this woman be loosed, who's a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this infirmity?" Who's been bound by the devil, by Satan, he said. So 1 John 3, verse 8. 1 John 3, verse 8. Talks about Jesus in his destructive work. Now this is important, that Jesus went about destroying. And what did he destroy? "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." Let me just explain that. The sin nature means that people will be a servant of sin, and of course, under their master, the devil, they're children of the devil. So they have to be changed, they have to be born again. "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So the works of the devil are all about keeping people in bondage. We know the scripture that talks about the thief cometh not but to kill, steal and destroy. And that's the evil part of destruction of good. But here we see that Jesus is destroying evil, destroying the works of the devil. And we see him in action in Acts 10:38. So let's look at Acts 10:38, because we see Jesus in action, but we also see the devil and what he is doing. So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil in his ministry on earth and in his substitutionary death and resurrection. So Acts 10 verse 38 is one we know well, and something we should take to heart, because it really explains a lot. It explains a lot about, is it God's will to heal? Was Jesus doing the perfect will of God? Is healing good? Is sickness and disease good? Or is it under the category of the curse and evil? And what's behind sickness and disease? So Acts 10 verse 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with Jesus, and he's with Jesus today. He's with the body of Christ today. And he's still healing all that were oppressed of the devil, or are oppressed of the devil. So Jesus went about doing good. What was the good that he was doing? Healing, destroying the works of the devil, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So let's receive and have a believing heart to receive what God has provided. And his provision is that of healing and health. And we talked about God saving health, that it might be known. It should be known to us individually, his saving health. We should say, "Thank you, Lord, for your saving health in my life, that I can walk free from sickness and disease and infirmity, and I believe that." and continue in that. You know, trust him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. So we'll finish with Galatians 3. We know this well. Galatians 3. And in this part of Scripture, we see very clearly the substitutionary nature of what Jesus has done for us. So, Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. Remember, healing is under blessing. We saw that when we looked in Psalm 67. It's under God's mercy. We know that Jesus was sent because of God's mercy being extended towards mankind. And it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Now think about that. He was made a curse for us. When those stripes were laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ, those stripes represent him being made a curse for us in the sickness area, because sickness is under the curse of the law. In the area of us being under eternal damnation, Jesus took our infirmities. He took the chastisement of our peace. So we see that under the curse of the law, there was eternal death, there was sickness and disease, there was destruction. The curse of the law had poverty in it. But under the curse of the law, all of that has been dealt with because Christ has come with his redemption and blessing. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So through him, blessing has come. So where is healing and health? It has to be under the blessing of Abraham. It has to be under the blessing that's come through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Through faith. We receive all of the promises through faith. Glory to God. You know, the Lord, he looks on our hearts. As we have a heart of faith and believing, we can believe we receive. We can believe we receive that healing that he wants us to have tonight. And I want to pray for you if you need prayer tonight. But just follow through with me now, and I'll take you through a confession. Just follow after me. Thank you, Lord. You have redeemed me from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You were made a curse for me, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me. And I thank you, Lord, that you are my healer. And I receive tonight your perfect healing, your health, your strength, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.